This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. My guest in this portion of the program is Chuck Voigt. He's a University of Illinois Extension vegetable and herb specialist. He also organizes the annual Herb Day Conference, which is coming up later this month. Herb Day 2009 will take place on Saturday, January 17th at the Holiday Inn Hotel and Conference Center in Urbana. Herb Day is an opportunity for people who love to garden, love to use herbs, and love to cook, get together for a day of inspiration provided by one another and herbal experts from around the country. Good to see you, Chuck.
Good to see you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
So how will the day begin for this year's conference?
How will it begin? Well, I'll welcome everybody there, and then we have a couple coming down from Wisconsin, the Schiedermeyers, who do a lot of soaps and lotions and those kinds of things. And so they're going to talk about how to harvest and preserve your herbs and you know, actually use them, because I think a lot of people get to that point where they have some beautiful herbs and they say,
what do I do now?
Right. You know, they can snip basil into a red sauce, but, you know, when it comes to you know, making a lotion that's going to keep your hands from cracking or something, they're not that good. So hopefully they're going to give people a lot of ideas about what to do.
Okay, that'll be very nice, because that'll be, you know, we just came through a big gift-giving season, so get us kind of revved up for, you know, with the holidays that follow summer and, well, birthdays and whatnot.
Right, and if you don't feel like you're up to making your own, they're going to be set up in the retail area and that you can buy it from them.
How convenient.
Where the experts have actually made it for you.
Yeah. But that might be a fun activity, though. I have no idea what's involved in making soap.
Yeah, yeah. And I think they're going to touch on that, but they didn't think that you know, in the ballroom with 250 or 300 people was a place where you can actually
physically
make soap.
Yeah.
Works better at kind of an outdoor herbal fair or something, where you can have a pot boiling over a fire and all those kinds of things.
Okay. So after soaps and lotions, what else is coming up?
Well, my good friend Lucinda Hudson from Austin, Texas is coming up, and she's going to talk about a fiesta in her garden. She's a great entertainer. I think she's famous all over that part of Texas, not just in Austin. And she travels a lot, and so she's going to entertain in her garden, and then she's also going to come back in the afternoon, and she has traveled quite a bit, and she's going to talk about some theme gardens from around the world. So she'll talk about Mexican gardening and Canadian gardening. I don't know. I haven't seen the transcript of the whole thing, but
yeah
she's going to talk about a lot of different ways to garden from that she's seen.
Okay. Any kind of thing this time around about herbs and bread?
Yes. Father Dominic Garamone from St. Bede's Abbey, who is
also very well known.
Yes, had his own PBS show, Baking Bread with Father Dominic, or Breaking Bread with Father Dominic. And I've been trying to get his schedule worked out to get him on our program, and it finally worked out. And he's got some breads with special meanings that he's going to show us how to put together, and I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, that'll be good, too. That's something we can probably do as soon as we leave the conference. You know, right?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. So we've talked about three sessions. How many are there altogether?
There are five. And we have actually talked about four, because I talked about both of those
sessions.
I kind of jumped ahead.
Okay. So we've got one left.
Yes, and this is a young lady that I saw for the first time last summer at the International Herb Association Conference, which was in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. And her name is Susan Hess, and ethnically she is Pennsylvania Dutch, although I found out that what they really call themselves is a Pennsylvanisch Deutsch. So that's interesting. And she's going to apparently, that group had a really long and involved system of herbalism and folklore, and somewhere in mid-20th century, they began to be shamed out of doing it, so that the parents stopped passing it on to the kids, and Susan and a few other people are going back. Fortunately, somebody did a lot of interviews with aging people who had still the knowledge, and they're going through all of that. And they're trying to put together this medicinal herbalism and folklore of that group, which I think is a good thing. And she's just very passionate about the work, and I was so impressed with her that I invited her to come and be on this program.
Yeah, can you tell us a little bit about, you know, a particular folkway that you recall right off the top of your head from her presentation?
Not really. It's
all very integrated, is it?
Yeah, it's integrated, and some of the things you can see why they were kind of looked down upon, because it, because some of them are sort of
superstitious.
Yeah. I think there's some genuine solid herbalism going on, but then there's also some things that are a little harder to swallow, and I think those things that are harder to swallow is kind of why it got kind of pushed down, because when these kids would go to school and talk about some of these things, the rest of the community would kind of hoot and holler and cause problems. So I think it's fun to reexamine that and pick out the factual material. And then, you know, maybe enjoy some of the folkloric stuff just for what it is.
Yeah. Well, culturally, it's interesting to see how things like that bubble up and then go away.
Right. And my recollection from her talk is that some of these things were fairly intricate, and it's a kind of a shame to have lost them.
Hmm. How many years have you been doing this?
I think this is the 10th.
10th year. It's a great group.
Oh, it's
I've only gone once, but I really enjoyed it.
We should remedy that this
year.
Yes,
I should. Speaking of which, is still time to register?
There is. We'll be taking registrations through Friday, and if they happen to trickle in over the weekend, we probably could still accommodate people. So
how do we do that?
Well, you can call Carla Chapman, who is my secretary, and her number is 217-333-7738. Her email, which would be much faster to get things turned around, is carlac@illinois.edu.
Okay. That's simple enough. And there is a cost.
There is a cost.
Okay. Any chance to register at the door? Probably not such a good idea.
I wouldn't count on it. Mm-hmm. We've sold out most of the last years, but I think last year we didn't for the first time in like 6 or 7 years. The thing about registering at the door, if it's available, is that we have to turn in a lunch count ahead of time, so you don't get the wonderful lunch buffet.
Yeah, and that's a great part of the day, because everybody's bubbling up with all kinds of ideas, and you sit at the table with people you don't know, and they're folks from all walks of life, men and women, young and old, and you talk about gardening and herbs.
Right. It's very energizing. Even for me, under the stress of trying to make everything happen, just the energy is just wonderful, and I soak it up and can coast for 2 or 3 weeks of teaching my class and all those things just on the energy that I pick up that one day.
Yeah. So before we wrap up here this afternoon, what's the herb of the year 2009?
Bay, sweet bay.
Oh.
Bay laurel.
Those fresh leaves are wonderful.
And totally, almost totally different from the dried stuff. The dried stuff is a one-note song. It's savory and, it flavors your soups and stews and whatever. The fresh has overtones of floral and vanilla, and there's just all sorts of volatile stuff that goes away when it dries out.
Yeah, and they're beautiful, too, that wonderful green color.
And for tender things that you have to bring in the winter, they overwinter a lot better than things like rosemary and lemon verbena and some of those other things that are a little touchy.
Yeah. And can you begin with seed in the spring and have, or how do you, because this is something I've never tried.
Well, the seed germinates real sporadically.
Okay.
And cuttings root really slowly. So it's one of those things
that
you buy a plant, because It's not that expensive, and one plant is going to do most everybody. I put my big pot out in the summer, it grows like crazy, and then when I bring it back in the fall, I cut it back and harvest all of that. Mm. My sister fell in love with a fresh bay syrup that's just a simple syrup.
Uh-huh.
You know, equal parts of sugar and water, and then you infuse the bay leaves, and it captures all of those wonderful essences, and we sprinkle that on vanilla ice cream. It's just, it's outrageously
really
wonderful.
That sounds great. Now, the only thing that I've really done that I really thought was really neat with fresh bay was to put it with olives and orange zest.
Whoa.
Pretty good.
Some strong stuff going on there.
Yeah, okay. Well, there we have to leave it. Herb Day 2009, Saturday, January 17th at the Holiday Inn Hotel and Conference Center in Urbana. Still time to register. Registration closes Friday. If you'd like to register, call Chuck's secretary, Carla Chapman, at 217-333-7738, or you can email her at Carla C, that's CARLAC, at illinois.edu. Chuck, good to see you, and we'll
you
have
too.
You in soon.
Okay,
with Diane.
Right. We'll get out those garden catalogs and get everybody
get
excited
dreaming.
About gardening.
Okay.
That's it.
Chuck Voigt. He is a University of Illinois Extension specialist. His specialties, vegetables and herbs.